So I do believe that we have reached the halfway stage on day two at the 2025 Doozy Canoe Marathon. Andy Burkett, a bit of trouble earlier. His lead was cut to about 20 seconds, but Christy McKenzie in the ladies' race had an over 90-minute lead to the rest of the field. Our Aussie reporter, Darren Moore, is by the river. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Sky. It's a birthday boy, Nick Tatham, who is right there by the riverside. He's not getting birthday cake, but he is getting Burkett biscuit today for the doozy. Nick Tatham.
So top of the Inglemany Portage, Andy Burkett has stretched his lead back out to a minute and 20 seconds over Spornello Quella in second. Burkett looking really good as he came over the top of the hill at the Portage. Quella, though, to be fair, was also in good nick. It's going to be a interesting dice to the finish at Imsinsi Resort. A lot, three big rapids coming up and then a lot of flat water down to the finish line. A big stretch across the dam. Christy McKenzie leading the women's race. She is through the gauging weir safely. Second place, Nikki Burkett and Bridget Hartley behind her in third. It's a long stretch along the dam for these paddlers heading into Imsinsi Resort. It's going to be tough for the back markers. The wind should be picking up later and it's going to be hot out there. Another epic day of Doozy Canoe Marathon action. For the East Coast Radio Sport team, I'm Nick Tatham.
Yeah, Nick Tatham will give us an update at 8 o'clock to see where we are in terms of that one. And now the Proteas are in Champions Trophy action later today. They face Afghanistan in their first match of the competition in Karachi. Now the Proteas, let's be honest, terrible over the 50 over format coming into the tournament, and their most recent series they actually lost against Afghanistan 2-1. ODI cricket has also become a run fest, and for Proteas spinner Kesh Maharaj, it is the ultimate test for the bowler.
Probably on par to get 320 these days when batting first and chasing it down. Guys are chasing it down in the 45th, 46th over. So I think it's a brilliant advert. It's a nice test. I think as cricketers, if you're not tested in your chosen skill, then you know you're probably not going to challenge yourself to get better. So I think it's a wonderful advert to see the high scores. And you know, if when the bowler does come out on the right side of things, it shows his class and worth within the team and the world lineup.
Yeah, so that one gets underway at 11 this morning. Also happening at the same time, we have the Australians taking on England. Football news: the draw for the CAF Champions League quarterfinals has been confirmed, and we have some pretty good fixtures. So Al Ahly will face Al Hilal. Pyramids FC take on ASFAR. Mamelodi Sundowns against Esperance, and MC Alger against Orlando.